Sorry about the inconvenience, but I have not as well seen that the women are comfortable and that the guys are uncomfortable. Because so often in life, the women are uncomfortable where they are, and the guys have a machias. So I'm happy to see that everybody is sitting down and comfortable with Hashem. I have tremendous nachas. I'm not going to go over the story, but you know the story about the Holy Baditshiva that he gave the Baruch Shalom on the non-Jewish New Year. He said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Good year, Ksiv Chsim Atoyv," and he made a L'chaim and to Hashem. And it happened that there was a guy by some place in the shul that heard that the Kedushas Levi was making a L'chaim and wishing a good year on January 1st, Kadosh Baruch Hu. And naturally, the Gabbai, although he had been used to seeing strange things by the Baditshiva, the Gabbai was, that was a little bit too far. And so he had the nerve to go over and he asked the Rebbe, what's Aksiv Chsim Atoyv on January 1st? So the Rebbe said, there was a very big kitrug against the Jewish people, against our community and other communities. And I was trying so hard, the whole Rosh Hashanah, I was diving, I said, Rebbe Hashem, look at your children, how they come to shul. And Hashem told me, we'd like to have a day off, you know, it's a couple of days off, and this kept on going. I kept on davening. Look what they do. They go outside and they sit in the sukkah. They said, come on, it's nice to sit in the sukkah, and the family. Until finally, today, New Year's, I said to Rebbe Shalom, look at the difference between their New Year and our New Year. And I went around with the Kodesh Baruch around the town, and I showed him all the shikarim, all the aftermath of the dropping of the ball, and I showed the Baruch Hu, I said, look at this is what's, and then our Rosh Hashanah, could you even compare our Rosh Hashanah and the Sana Taikov at Kiyah Shofar? So the Baruch Hu finally agreed that he's going to mitigate the dinim of that year. So I gave him a l'chaim, I said, a good year, because that was finally kicked in, the Rosh Hashanah finally kicked in. So when Jews get together to learn and they take advantage of this time where people are tired, they have a day off from work, and to come together and to learn Torah for Rabbim, that we are saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is how we spend our time when we have free time. This is what we do with our day off. It's tremendous Kiddush Hashem. I have tremendous appreciation to my friend here, Rabbi Shai Shachter, for the beautiful shiur and for making the effort to be here. And it gives chizik to all of us. The community is one community, and the friendship between all of us. And to be able to be makabim dain mi dain till 120 in good health. Right, this is a 2-hour shiur. I'm going to try to press it into. I'm going to try to press it into maybe 50 minutes or so. I'll try my best. I'm always so jealous of the young rabbanim that they're so good with the computer and all those pages and stuff, and I haven't gotten there yet. So I'm going to talk. It's about a very, very serious Indian. And generally when I have these kind of discussions over the years, it's because I'm responding to what many, many people are asking me. Many people are talking to me about this. And every week I have at least 15, somewhere between 15 20, 25 calls from all different places really in the world about names, about naming children. Eilu Shmois Bnei Yisrael HaBoyim Mitzrayim, we're now in the parashiyos of Sefer Shmois. And in the past I've mentioned to you that there's a somewhat of a frightening thing that we find in the Kadmonim, it's brought down in the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Reishis Chochma, and the Shlach Kodesh, that after a person is nifter at 120, you know, the Gemara Shabbos and Taisus discusses over there that there are questions that are asked of a person when he comes to the next world. There's some interview that takes place determining where a person is going to go, and most of those questions are very well known. because of the Gemara. But the Shlach HaKadosh and others bring down that the main question that a person is asked when he comes to the next world, the first question is what his name is. And I've discussed this in the past. We're asked what the name is. And the Shlach writes, HaTzadikim Zeichrim, the Tzadikim remember their name, and the wicked forget their name. And then then they take that person who couldn't remember his name. They take him to something that's called the Olam HaTohu, that world of confusion, of emptiness. And therefore it's brought down in Kitz HaShlo that there's a skula that many of you, I'm sure, practice, I do, and I'm sure many of you do, that at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, before taking three steps back, to say Pasuk of Psukim, that have the first last letter of your name, and that this is a skula that at 120 the person will remember his name when he's asked that question. Skulas are wonderful, but skulas alone are not enough. You've also seen lo leinu at a levaya that by certain chevres, by the chevre gedisha in Eretz Yisrael, they always do this, but in many chevres here as well, that when they're about to begin covering the mace inside the kever, sometimes it's at the end, that somebody from the Chevre Gdisha calls out the person's name and might even add the words, remember your name, so-and-so ben so-and-so, or by so-and-so, remember your name, remember your name. So the name in this world and the next world is extremely important. There's a question that so many people have asked. I mean, I've discussed this with them privately, so that's why I decided to talk about it together. That when you look in Tanakh, it's very, very clear that names were not given after parents or grandparents. Names were not given after ancestors. Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Yehuda, Peretz, Chetzer, and Rama, Aminodav, Nachshon, Salma, Boyaz, Oved, Yishai, David. If that would happen nowadays, there'd be like 1,000 people not talking to each other. Because this is also what I'm dealing with every single week. That I'm not going to talk to you if you don't name me after my grandfather and you're going to be disowned and so on. And yet, here we have the whole line from Avram Avinu all the way down to David HaMelech, and nobody named after a Zaydi. Nobody named after a grandfather. There's not one name that's given after a father or a grandfather. Okay, let's go weiter. Shlomo, Rechavim, Avia, Asi, Heshafet, Yoyim, Achazio, Yoyash, Amatzio, Azaria, Yoyisim, Chizkio, Menashe, Amin, Yeshio, Yoyokim, Yechanya, Asi, Shaltiel, Bedoyas, Rubovil, Hananya, and I can go further. Not one name is repeated. Azaydi? Somebody? Not one name is repeated. Miidach, on the other hand, when we look at Chazal, Hillel, Shimon, Gamliel, Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Hillel. So there's Hillel and there's Hillel Shani, right? Hillel Abavli. So we find only beginning in Chazal that children, grandchildren are named after parents, after grandparents, after family members. But the Rishonim, this had become much more of a common practice. For instance, we find that the Ramban insisted that a grandchild be named after his mechutin. He had a very choshev mechutin, the Ramban. His name is Rabbeinu Yonah. And the Ramban insisted even though Sfaradim named after the living as well, the Ramban insisted he be named Rabbeinu Yonah, not Rabbeinu Yonah, be named Yonah. That's an interesting name, Rabbeinu Yonah, but Yonah is enough. And the descendants of the Rambam, we find among the descendants of the Rambam, there are quite a few who have the name Maimon, Moshe, and so on. So by the Rishonim, this became much more of a common practice to name after family members, after parents and grandparents, and so on. That's Aleph. Another thing that we find in Tanakh, which is not found these days, is that people were named, children, babies were named in anticipation of future things that were going to take place in their lives. For instance, in the Vayomim, Perek in Devarim Aleph, Perek Aleph, Ula Ever Yulaj Shnei Banim. They are the earliest generations are recorded. And it says in Pasuk, Ula Ever Yulaj Shnei Banim. Ever had two sons, Shema Echad Peleg, Ki B'yomav Niflega Ha'aretz. So Ever has a son whose he names Peleg, divide or disperse, because in the days of Shem Ever, in the days of Ever, Niflega Ha'aretz. There was the great dispersion that took place in Migdal Bavel and so on. Rashi brings down, so he named the child Peleg. It means when the baby was born, the name was given for something that was going to take place much later. So Rashi brings down, Navi Gadol Haya Ever, that Ever was a great prophet, and therefore he knew that in the future there was going to be this haflaga, this dispersion. Avol Shema Sacherim Loi Nitnu Li Darish. But Rashi says, other names, stam other names, we can't say such drashas. Kilo al pinavi, he says, Kilo al pinavi nos lam shemes. Because if the name is not given al pinavi, Ever was a Navi. So the Navi gave a name, Peleg, because he saw, and therefore, in advance, he gave such a name of what was going to take place in the future during this child's life. But Rashi says, but otherwise, unless there's a Navi, he says, Kilo al pinavi nos lam shemes, or nitil lam shemes, therefore if a name is not al pinavi, so how are you supposed to make a call like that to give a name for something that you think will happen in the future? So it's mashma from this. It sounds like from this that when it comes to a kriyas shem by regular people, with the exception of a navi, then when it comes to a kriyas shem, that we can't darshan, we don't have such powers to divine things in the future, and we're not able to give names with any kind of ruach hakodesh, and therefore Tanakh itself, we find very often that names are given in anticipation of future events. Chav is the Em Kol Chai, Kain is Kanisi Isha Hashem, Noach is Zeyi Nachameinu. In the future, Noach is going to bring consolement to the world. Yaakov, whatever that means, with Ekev and Ruvain, Ra Hashem. These are all things from the past and from the future. And the Yalkut finally says in Bereishis, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Hari Shainim Ayidei Shahoy Mishtamshim Beruah HaKadosh. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that the Rishonim, the earlier ones, the Kadmainim, since they had Ruach HaKadosh, Hoyu Moitzian L'Shem HaMa'ira, they had the ability to name children in advance of something that was going to take place in their future, in the future life. Aval Anu, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Aval Anu, however, as far as we're concerned, She'ein Anu Mishtamshim B'Ruach HaKadosh. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, we don't have Ruach HaKadosh. And I gave the example of his family, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's family is most prominent among all the families from the Beis Anasi, from the world of David HaMelech, that they would name after grandfathers and so on. So, in the absence of Ruach HaKodesh, the custom began to name after family members. So it's mashma l'chayr from here, it's mashma, that bizmanenu, that when parents are giving a name, that there's no divine intervention, that there's no Ruach HaKodesh. But on the other hand, we find a number of places in Chazal and the Rishonim that seem to indicate otherwise, that there is some type of Ruach HaKodesh. We'll get to that at the very end. What is this Ruach HaKodesh? But there is some type of Ruach HaKodesh that somehow plays a role in regular people like us giving names to our children. The Gemara is in Brachas Dav Zayin Amud Beis, Minolon de Shema Gorim. The Gemara asks, where do we know that the name of a person can have a great impact upon his life, or her life? From where do we know that? Minolon de Shema Gorim, Om Rabbi Eliezer Dar Makro. So Rabbi Eliezer brings a pasuk, L'chu Chazu Mef'aleis Hashem, go and see the great wonders of Hashem, Asher Sam Shamus Ba'aretz, who has brought devastation to the world. Shamus is a lashon of shmama, of devastation. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very powerful, and he brings destruction to our enemies and so on. So Rabbi Eliezer says an interesting Al Tikri over there. Rabbi Eliezer says, Al Tikri, Shamus Elo Shemais. If you want to see the great power of Hashem, the great energy, the great power of Hashem, the wonders of Hashem. So, take a look at our names, at Jewish names. That's what the Gemara says. Atik Rishamus Alashemais. So, what the Rishonim bring from here, from this Gemara, is that it's mashma that when Jewish children are named by their parents, that that is somehow in the category of Mif'alois Hashem. Mif'alois Hashem, the wonders of God. The great power of God and the great wonders of God are revealed. Are revealed when we're naming our children. L'chuch hazu mef'alos Hashem. Mef'alos Hashem, where do you see the mef'alos Hashem? Al tikri shamus al shemais. When we give names to our children, it's mef'alos Hashem. It's a gewaldige thing. Hashem's wonders are revealed. And we see this in other places in Chazal. For example, in the Gemara Yuma Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, Rabbi Meir Havidayik B'Shema. The Gemara tells us how Rabbi Meir would hear a name of a Jew, and he would be medayik in the name. He would talk about that person based upon the name, who that person was, what his personality was. And there was somebody with a strange name over there, whose name was Kidor. Chaf Yud Dalet Vav Resh, Kidor. That was his name. And I guess this touches upon the issue of Kavod Abrius, but we're talking about Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir says, Shma Mina Adam Rashahu. Okay, so this was a person who was a Rasha. Shma Mina Adam Rashahu. Now, at that time, he wasn't a Rasha. But Rabbi Meir said, such a name, Kidor? Shma Mina Adam Rashahu. It turns out, the Gemara tells us later on, he turned into a Ganav. He became a Ganav. So Shma Mina Adam Rashahu, why? So Rabbi Meir says, because that name, Kidor, is a remez to the Pasuk, in Hazinu, Kidor Tahafuchos Hema. Kidor Tahafuchos Hema. It's a rebellious generation. A generation that's filled with contradictions. Kidor Tahafuchos Hema. So this fella has the name Kidor Shmamina Rasha. Shmamina is a Rasha. He's going to become a Rasha. So from here also, the Rishonim bring and others bring that it seems that there was some sort of a premonition, some type of Ruach HaKodesh, that when the parents thought up this name, I don't know how they thought this name Kidor, although I'll tell you honestly, the names that are discussed, that people discuss with me generally, I shouldn't say generally, very often, are stranger than Kidor, and many of them foretell worse problems than being a Ganav. If I would mention some of the names that I hear in a regular week that people think of, and they think they're cute or chic or whatever else, whatever other reason they'd like to give such strange names. There's a friend of mine who's a Moyle, and he began his career in Eretz Yisrael, and it was a non-religious bris, and he was doing the bris, and he had to also say all the brachas, and he did the whole show. So when it came time for Kriya Shem, he turned to the father, and he says, Ma Hashem, and he says, Nimrod. So my friend, the Moyle, says, Ma? He says, Nimrod. So this friend of mine is a very outspoken fellow, and he says, Tov, atay cholok tet gam tashem Mussolini, or Hitler matah otzal otet. I said, Yikosh mo b'Yisrael Mussolini, or what do you say, Nimrod? Nimrod. And there was a whole fight, he said, I don't know what happened in the end, but with the father, and the Moyle, how do you call a Jew by such a name, Nimrod? So this person, Kidor, Rabbi Meir says is a Rasha. He has in him to be a Rasha, and the Gemara says Yitaka became a Rasha. Now, let's try to understand. So we have what seems to be some conflicting views about a name. It is Ruach HaKodesh. It's not Ruach HaKodesh. It's something that only the Nevi'im knew how to give. Otherwise, we just have to call after our parents and grandparents, or Rebbeim, Tzaddikim, and so on. So what is the gather of all of this? In other words, what's really going on? How do we understand this? So it seems that there are two ways of understanding this inyan of Shema Garam. There are two ways of understanding it. The first way is that the name of a person that the parents give the child is somehow a simon, a premonition, a sign, a preview of things to come. In other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach and Mashpia in such a way that the parents have this idea that a name falls into their head. They have conversations. They look now. They have all these different little bichelach, these books with names, which are oftentimes the source of these strange names that people think of. And they read in some of these books. And that somehow there's a hashgacha, that Hashem drops a name into the parents' heads. And that this name is a siman, a premonition of something or things that are going to be taking place in this person's life and his future personality as he develops and matures. That's one way of understanding Shema Garam. The other way of understanding Shema Garam is that it's not a simon, it's not a sign of things to come, but it's a siba of things to come. In other words, that Shema Garam could be that what Reb Meir was saying to these parents, what Reb Meir said about this person was, when you give a name like that, Kidor, there was no Ruach HaKodesh in that name. That's not something that Hashem brought down for you. But you made such a poor choice of a name that you called a child Kidor, which is a remnant of Kidor Tapuche Seima. You made such a poor choice of a name, you should know. Shema Garim, that the name of a person can influence and can make either a very wonderful positive impact upon his future life, or could be a very destructive factor in what happens to this person and what he does, and his whole personality could be affected by it. So, if we say that the name is a siman, is some sort of a premonition, Ruach HaKodesh, then we're dealing with something that's transcendent, that's beyond this world, and parents have some sort of a Ruach HaKodesh. If, on the other hand, the definition of Shema Garim is that it's not a Ruach HaKodesh of some sort, but rather it's a cause, it's a Siba, then we're not talking about any kind of Ruach HaKodesh. We're talking about a decision that parents make. They could either make a good call and have good judgment, or speak to people who are familiar with these things and do proper research and use a good name, or that will help the child out in the future, that will be beneficial to the child. There was a woman that told me last night that her husband's grandmother passed away 3 months ago. And the husband's grandmother, who he adored, and she also said she loved, her name was Sarah. Fine? Everybody okay? So the husband told me that the wife does not want to use that name, even as a second name, will not use the name Sarah. So I spoke to the wife, and the words that she used were, "It doesn't work for me." I said that I hope that after 120, by your great-grandchildren, that your name will work for them. It doesn't work for you. The name Sarah, it's a very fine name. She was a very fine woman. Then I have calls all the time about someone who was afraid to give the name Rachel, because Rachel had Sarahs. So I said, you must have heard that there have been millions of Jewish women that have the name Rachel, very fine women that have had the name Rachel. And you came up with this idea that Rachel could be a problem, the name Rachel could be a problem, but you're not worried about giving a name like whatever. I don't want to insult anybody, so you never know, Binyamina or something, some name that you like or because or you think is cute. So this is the Chakir, I believe. What does it mean, Shema Garim? Is the name Ruach HaKodesh? Or it's not a matter of Ruach HaKodesh, but rather it's a decision, a rational decision that people make based upon their own family considerations and research. And that name, however, will have an impact upon the person's life. So let's try to understand this. The Lashon of the Gemara, the simple pshat in the words Shema Garim, just those simple words, Shema Garim, do seem to imply the second way of learning, that, like in the Gemara of the Rabbi Meir, that the name is a Gorem, that the name causes something. That's what it seems to imply. And the Tanchuma in Ha'azinu Hazinu Zayin the Tanchuma says, La'olam yivdak adam b'shemais. La'olam yivdak adam b'shemais. Don't give a name to a child in a flippant way. Yivdak, you should check into names. Likra levnai shem haroi liyos tzadik. You should choose a name for your son, for your child, a name that is roi, that will help him liyos tzadik, that will be beneficial to him, that will help him, like a name Thora, to give a name that will help the child be a tzadik. Ki lefamim Hashem goyrem toiv o goyrem ra, the Tanchuma says. Because sometimes a name can be goyrem tov, the name can cause something very, very good. Cause, not foretell, but can cause something very good. O goyrem ra. In the Zohar Kodesh, you have this in a number of places. Where there, the Zohar Kodesh is talking about it, in Shmos and Kufayin Testament Beis, there the Zohar talks about the two names, Yirmiyahu and Yeshayahu, that have the name Yirmiyah is the name of Miri, who is her bitterness. And you see that Yirmiyahu HaNavi turned out to be the Navi of Galus and of Chorban. And Yeshayahu is a name of Yeshua, of Purk, of Purkana, the Zohar says, of redemption. And Yeshayahu HaNavi is the one who would tell us, Nachmo, Nachmo, Ami, to be comforted, to be consoled. And the Zohar Kodesh talks about this in a number of places. And the Mosek Midrash, Reb Daniel Frisch, in his translation and commentary there on the Zohar, says the following: what the Zohar is telling us is that the name of a person is a cause, is a siba, is goreim, causes certain type of personality and behavior. And the combination of the letters of the name, goreim pu'ulois ha'maisa, the fimash musen, Hein l'toiv, hein l'ra, can have a tremendous impact upon a person. Hein l'toiv, in a good way, or hein l'ra, or in a bad way. Ki oisias hater einem haskomas ki oisias shalomas, because lashon hakodesh, Hebrew, and the letters of the aleph beis are not things that people thought up on their own, like by the other languages of the world. Ela kol oisu kli kibul ruchnias amarel in yimuchad, because every letter. Of a person's name, every letter of Lashon HaKodesh contains within it the mysteries of creation itself, and is a kli to receive ruchnius, and it could be a kli that receives positive ruchnius, or chalila could be something that receives ruchnius that is destructive, that's negative. So there are many, many places. I just gave this as an example. There are many examples. There are many places that we find that support. That support this mahalach. Nevertheless, if we take a look at the Tanchuma also in Shmais, just a few paragraphs before, a little bit past the beginning of Sefer Shmais, the Tanchuma says, Yesh b'nei Adam sheshmoiseyan noim. We find that there are many people whose names are beautiful. Somebody who has a name Sarah, a boy who has a name Avram. We find Jews. We find people who have beautiful Jewish names, but it turns out that ma'aseyen ki'urim, but their behavior is mechu'ar, is not good, is ugly. On the other hand, v'yeshesh ki'urim. So on the other hand, you do find people who have names that are not appealing, that are not good names. But their behavior turned out to be fine people, to be good people. And the Tanchuma gives some examples, each way, Avshalom, the beautiful name, Avshalom. Avshalom, it's a beautiful name. The Tanchuma says, Av L'Shalom, the father of peace, Avshalom. Uba al Pilag She'oviv, and he had a life that was, Avshalom's life was not something that we would want for our children. Esav, the Tanchuma says, the name Esav. Oyser etzayin Esav. That the word Esav means the one who wants to do or who is obeying the will of the one who made him. Oyser etzayin Esav. Esav. So Esav, the name itself, contains within it terrific, terrific potential. Umaysev Roim, and the Medrash goes on, but his life turned out to be a terrible tragedy. So one thing is very, very clear, and I tell this to parents all the time in this parasha, we should mention many, many more like that, that there's no question that parents have bechira chavshes. They have free choice. And that child, free choice in giving the name, and that that child, regardless of what his name is, and even if the child would have ended up with Nimrod, which I don't know if that happened, but even if the child would, God forbid, end up with such a name, there's no question that despite the fact that Shema Gorim, that a name is a factor in the future personality and behavior of the child, Shema Gorim does not mean that it is decisive and that the kid is doomed. It for sure does not mean that. What it does mean is that Shema Gorim means that by giving a name, if it's a holy and good name, so that creates a certain disposition, a netiyah l'tayv. It's giving the child a head start. It's a netiyah l'tayv. It's a positive disposition towards something which is good. But the child, even though you gave him the best name in the world, you called him Levi Yitzhak Zusha, Nachman Nosson. Today's the Alter Rebbe's Yortzeit, the Baltani's Yortzeit, Shnei Azalman. You gave him seven names. And because you really wanted, and I've had this conversation, you know, there's a funny story that happened there to Israel, where there was a bris, and the Bali Tshuva were making a bris, and when it came to the Moel came, Yukarish Moel Yisrael, he said, Noam Eli Malach. So the Moel all said, it's the name of a sefer. You can call him Crazy or Place, you also, if you want to call it. When you call Chidush Rabbi Kiveg, you want to call the kid a name? So he said, Noam Eli Malach. What happened was that this sweet couple, they were walking on the street and they saw that there was an advertisement that they were going to the grave. There was going to be a trip to the grave of the Noam Eli Malach for the yard site to go to Luzhansk. And they saw the name in big letters, that Noam Eli Malach. They didn't know what the rest of it meant, but they saw it said Noam Eli Malach. And they spoke to it. They said, what a beautiful name. Noam is a beautiful name in Eli Malach. So they wanted to call the kid Noam Eli Malach. And you can. It's just a little bit funny to walk around with a name like that, you know, Noam Eli Malach. It's a funny name to walk around with. It's beautiful, but it's strange. So even if you give the best name in the world, like Noam Eli Malach, you give such a name, what it means is, this seems to be the pshat, that really it's not, we'll talk about this in a moment, that these two mahalchem, of it being a simon or of it being a goyim, really, they converge in every name. So there's no question that when you give a wonderful name, and the parents do that, that it's an etiyah l'tayv that you're generating in that child. But at the end of the day, the child has bechir chavshis. The Rambam in the 8th parak of Shemoneh Prakim, the Rambam there speaks about how a person is born with a certain teva, and if he leaves himself up to that teva, if it's a negative teva, because we find many, many places in Chazal where a person is born with a certain mazel, a certain teva, and if he's left up to that teva, so the Rambam says, Yishara Sachal Bli Sofik, he'll remain a fool Bli Sofik, he'll remain a fool or a Rasha Bli Sofik. Shepulo Sodom, he ends up saying, is Kula Masura Islay, but the Rambam says at the end of the day, Pulo Sodom, what a person decides to do in his life, is kulam mesurai slow. It's up to him. He has bechira chavshes, ein machriya chaso behem, and at the end, nothing is forcing a person to be either a tzaddik or a rasha. Your name does not force you to become such a person, either l'tov or l'ra. So, nevertheless, according to this shita of Shema Garam, that it's a cause, it would seem that there's no Ruach HaKodesh at all. That it's just a matter of parents making a decision with their own free choice, giving a child a certain netiyah and inclination, either hopefully in a good way or in a bad way. But there's no Ruach HaKodesh at all. That's what it seems to be according to the purest understanding of Shema Garam. On the other hand, and here we'll come to the conclusion, obviously everything's Bashgacha Pratis. Everything is Bashgacha Pratis. And especially when it comes to something that plays such an important role in the life of this person, which is the name. And there's no question that when Chazal brought this pasuk, L'chu chazu mefalas Hashem, asher sam shamos or shemais ba'aris, Tosfos says in Bava Basra Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Bey is the following. Tosfos brings a number of examples. For instance, Bnei Don Chushim. So what Chazal darshan, what Chushim, but in the end, Bnei Don Chushim means that Don is going to have many, many, many children in the future. Bnei Don Chushim. Kichushim, Shalkana, and so on, but he's going to have many children. So Tosfos there explains, even though when Don himself went down to Mitzrayim in the parasha list 2 weeks ago, even when Don went down to Mitzrayim, he didn't have a whole mishpacha. He didn't have a whole mishpacha. But Tosfos says, over there, that Mikol Mokom, Nikra Kein Al Shem Ha'osid. Mikol Mokom, Don was Bnei Don Chushim in the plural, because in the future there are going to be many, many children that are going to come out from Donest, and that's what Taka happened, that there would be many children that came out. Kedidorish Asher Som Shemais Ba'aretz. Tosfos says that we see that in the future it turned out in that way. So this inyan of being Nikra Al Shem Ha'osid. Nikra Al Shem Ha'osid. That there's some sort of Ruach HaKodesh. As we saw before, L'chu Chazu, Mephalos, Chazu is a lashon of Chazon, of a vision. So this Ruach HaKodesh, to call Al Shem Ha'osid, on the other hand, we find that already Chazal said that we no longer have, we're not Mishtamshim by Ruach HaKodesh. That's why we name after our parents and our grandparents. So the Mashah on the Ein Yaakov over there, well, it's the Ein Yaakov there, but more in Brochus on Dav Zayin, and the Kosev, you know, if you look in the Ein Yaakov, there's a parish that's called HaKosev. So they're discussing a number of names that we find where we're told that the name did foretell something that would be in the future, but on the other hand, it was impossible that that person had Ruach HaKodesh. Impossible. So for instance, the name Rus. So the Kaiser writes over there, Chazal tells that the name Rus is a Lashon of Sherivu, L'Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Shivas Tishbachos. That Rus, the name Rus, is a Lashon of Kosi Rivoya. Rivoya means when my cup is full. Because in the future, Rus is going to have an Einikel who is going to be filled, his mouth is going to be filled with songs to praise Hashem. David HaMelech is going to come out from Rus. Now, Rus's family was not anyone that we would make a Shidduch with, right? Rus came from Eglon, she came from a very, very terrible and destructive world of Moab. And the Kosev writes over there that it's impossible that there could have ever been any sort of Ruach HaKodesh in her father and her mother when they gave her the name Rus, that there was going to become David HaMelech was going to come out with Shiras and Tishbachos to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's not possible. V'chimish enoyldo b'soich ama. So when they gave her, let's say that it wasn't the parents that gave her the name. So let's say she had another name that she was given by a Moavi name. And now she was called Rus later on. But the people who gave her the name Rus were not Bali Ruach HaKodesh B'stei Moav to give her a name that generations later there was going to be a David HaMelech. Vim Kol, so he says that, so the Kosev writes, Alavade Kamoshe Kasavti, that Yidiyosu Yisala Ba'osid, that there is Ruach HaKodesh, some type of Ruach HaKodesh that parents have, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's Hashgacha Pratis that is involved in everything in our lives, and Hashem knows that this child is going to need to do something, and that name is going to be something that's going to be of benefit to the child. So there is a Hashgacha Pratis, there's no question about it. And we're told that the Vilna Gaon, it says about the Vilna Gaon, that Mashahusam befi oviv min hashemayim lefi sharish nishmaso. The Goyin says Mashahusam husam befi oviv, that Hashem does place a name in the mouths of the parents, al shem ha'asid, even though we don't have Ruach HaKodesh. And in any sort of an active way that we have Ruach HaKodesh, or we know what's going to be in the future. But there is Hashgacha Pratis involved in naming the children. Therefore, it seems that Shema Gara means that it's both a simon and a gairen. It's a simon of what's going to be taking place in the future, even in the absence of obvious Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah. On the other hand, it's also a gairen, because there is Hashgacha Pratis. Why did the parents give this name? There is Hashgacha Pratis. So if we say, when the Gemara says "Sha'anu ein anu mishtamshin beruach hakodesh," that means that we no longer know for sure, and that's why, as we learned from the Gemara, that's why the common practice now is to name after parents and grandparents or after tzaddikim and so on, because we don't have ruach hakodesh, we don't have nevuah. And at some point in history, when ruach hakodesh began to no longer play a role in our lives, it shifted more to the family names, or naming after tzaddikim, not in any way to anticipate what's going to be in the future. Nevertheless, when the Ramchal in Derech Hashem tells us different madregas of Ruach HaKodesh, and this will end, when he says in Derech Hashem, the third chalik, he says, Oid yikra sheyushpa b'leiv ha'odam. Ramchal explains, as the Radak in the introduction to Tehillim, there's a long hakdama, there are different madregas of Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh. So the Ramchal writes that there's a level of Ruach HaKodesh that doesn't help you like with the lottery or anything like that, you know, to see the future. Oid yikra sheyushpa b'leiv ha'odam shefa shi'amidu al toichin inyan meha'inyonim, that a person doesn't know why, but there's something that's very strong in his heart, a feeling. There's a shefa shi'amidu that's drawing him to a certain inyan, ach lo yargish boy hamushpa ela k'moy sh'nefeles machshava b'levavo. He doesn't feel that this is a premonition or something for the future. There's a certain shefa that comes into his heart or into his mind. V'yikriz elefamim al derech harchava ruach hakodesh. And in a broader way of using that term, ruach hakodesh, this is sometimes referred to as ruach hakodesh. It's a certain very, very dim level of ruach hakodesh, which a person has to be very careful, because he could misuse that and he could do something terrible. And he says, I have ruach hakodesh, that I'm supposed to be mechal Shabbos. I have this feeling that I have to name my child Nimrod or something. So he can make a terrible mistake. But he says, there is such an inyan v'yikra zeh lefamim al derech harachav ruach hakodesh, al v'ruach hakodesh be'emes, hu she'enika v'nirgash bebirur lebailav. True ruach hakodesh is when it's something which is clear and obvious and felt by the person in a way of ruach hakodesh, which the Ramchal discusses more at length there. So the bottom line is that we have to be very, very careful, and that Uncle Moshe was definitely right. And we pass on like Uncle Moshe, that I have a name, I have a lovely Jewish name. I don't remember the rest of it, even though I heard it a billion times. I don't remember the rest of the song. But we have to be very, very careful, because on the one hand, there is some sort of an intervention that's taking place. There's a hashgacha pratis. On the other hand, you have to be very, very careful to ask and to discuss and to research the name properly, because benkach or benkach, that name is going to define the child and is going to play a major role in the child's life. But despite whatever that name is, and even if you might have made some sort of a mistake in giving the name, at the end of the day, each one of us has bechira, l'toy v'l'ra, and Hashem Yisbach should help that all of our children and grandchildren should go in the right way, to be worthy of the names that they've received, and to give nachas ruach to barim ad mei v'ashem shalom.
I think 11:10.
When?
11:10.
Yeah.